Blog Talk Radio.
Widows Ministry Talk Show, a ministry embracing widows and others who have lost a special loved one. In Deuteronomy 31:8, the Lord himself goes before you and will be with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Well, tonight, it is, I can't believe that it's March already, March 2nd. Well, in the month of March, we are going to have discussion on the seven stages of grief. And many of us have experienced many of those stages. And I hope that I could bring some light and comfort to you during these stages that we'll be discussing and letting you know that some of those things that you're feeling is normal. And it's natural, and it's necessary to get through the journey of grief. I will also name each of these stages tonight and include some of the emotional feeling related to these changes. I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I'm the director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. If there's a few numbers, new numbers on the line, so wanted to also indicate that, but most of you know who I am. Yes. And I will also compare the story from our first book, A Widow's Touch. And what I need from you tonight, what I'm going to do with this discussion for the month of March, I'm going to need you to pull. If you have some dust on our widow's touch, you need to pull it out and undust it. Also, if one of you do not have a copy, I want you to go on Amazon.com and purchase the book. And you can get that book before next Tuesday. And it's only $14.99. We also have another book that you might want to purchase both of them at the same time. It only will come to $22. The other book on the title, Oh Lord, What Am I to Do? Now, that's a step-to-step direction and to how when you first lose a loved one. It helps you step-by-step for 8 weeks. The things that you need to do, concentrate on, spiritual verses in there and lots of good stuff. Also, numbers of who to call. Social Security numbers in there as well. So that book is, if you want to go ahead and just purchase both of them at the same time, which will be only $22. But I need you to purchase this book if you don't have a copy in hand, because you're going to need it as we go along these stages of grief. And by next week, I will also email you two handouts that I will also use to just go through the stages of grief. And these discussions will also not just include widows, it also will include others who have lost a special loved one. Because stages of grief is not just for death. It can be for divorce, a loss of a pet. And what else? What is that? Loss of a spouse, other loved ones, a pet, a divorce, a loss of a job. Grief is grief. So just knowing that all of these things falls under the definition of grief. You can grieve throughout all these different feelings. So I am going to begin because we only have 30 minutes every night, but I am going to discuss all seven of these stages. Last week, I wanted to also mention, last week I was on a panel discussion with Pastor Haynes and about the seven stages of grief. It was last Saturday at 1 p.m., the Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church normally do grief and bereavement workshop every quarter. And I'm normally a part of that. I work with Pastor Haynes in Care and Counseling Ministry. So we did seven stages, but I'm going to do it just a little bit different because I'm going to use our book, A Widow's Touch, to pretty much pull stories from that book that relates to some of these stages. And the seven stages, there are five out there too, but there are really seven stages of grief. And we use that, Pastor Haynes and I, in the workshop last week. The first one is shock and denial. I'm going to just read the definition for it, but we're going to go in more detail next week. A numb belief occurs after the devastation of loss. A person may deny the reality or gravity of their loss at some level to avoid pain. Shock provides emotional protection from being overwhelmed all at once. This may last for several weeks. I mean, it could last longer. It's based on the individual. Pain and guilt is number two. Shock wears off and replaced with suffering of excruciating pain. It is important to experience the pain fully and not numb it artificially. Yes. When you feel like crying, cry. It's okay. It's normal, necessary, and natural to do that. So don't feel bad if you feel those emotions comes up, because it is a natural thing to do. It helps you to get through your grief by releasing those feelings. Anger, number three, is anger and bargaining. Frustration leads to anger. Uncontrolled can permanently damage relationships. May result in trying to negotiate with oneself or a higher power to attempt to change the loss that has occurred. Depression, reflection, and loneliness. This is a heavy one, because many of us are depressed, because even going through this shut-in during this coronavirus pandemic, reflection and loneliness. Many of us are lonely because we don't have a loved one with us to protect us, to be there for us. And many of us live alone. So we are lonely. Period of sad reflection overtakes a person, and the magnitude of loss sets in. The next one, it is number 5, the upward turn. Life becomes calmer, more organized as one starts to adjust to life with the loss that occurs. Yeah, we will talk a lot about the upward turn. Number 6, reconstruction and working through. As a person starts to become more functional, realistic solution seems possible for life after the loss. Yes, you can have life after your loss. And I'm going to read a scripture later where God promises that you can live and also see your loved one later in life. But we'll talk about that later. And number 7, acceptance and hope. And this is the last one out of the 7 stages. A person learns to accept and deal with the reality of their situation. A person is more future-oriented and learn to cope. And right now, you might not feel that you're going to be able to deal with this, and it's real difficult for you to cope, but you will be able to. God is, just like that scripture that I read at the very beginning on Deuteronomy 31:8, that God will never leave you nor forsake you. So he's telling you, don't be afraid and don't be discouraged, because he's going to walk with you through this journey of grief. And these 7 stages is going to help you, and also the stories that we're going to be reading from A Widow's Touch. What else I want to talk about tonight are our emotional feelings that will be a part of the discussion of these 7 stages. When you're in shock, when you're in denial, it hurts. Feel numb. Numbness will be a part of that shock and denial. You have emotional outbursts, angry, feeling sad, crying and can't understand why you, why me? Anger. Lots of anger at the very beginning. Fear. How am I going to get through this by myself? Fear of things that are coming, things that you got to take care of. Searching for answers. Question that you are asking God and others. Disorganization. Many of us can't think straight. All these emotion and negative things are coming your way, and you can't get things organized. You try to do this and you try to do that, you can't seem to put it all together. Panic. Some of you have panic attacks. Whenever you're thinking about your loss, you have these panic attacks. You have these emotions. Loneliness. Loneliness is really a part of fear. Also, loneliness brings all these types of thoughts and fears in your mind. Loneliness can also put you in a state of depression. Guilt. You have guilt. You feel that maybe you were not able to say the things to your loved one, or hug that loved one before they pass. You have guilt because of decision that you made, decision that you haven't, things that you didn't say and wanted to say. Isolation. And right now, you're isolated because you can't be around all of your family members. Most of you are home alone. depression. Oh, yeah, depression builds up. There's so many mental health patients because of this pandemic. You can't do the things that you used to do. You're in your home all the time. Or you only go out when you go to the grocery store to get gas or something like that. The next emotions can be re-entry trouble. I mean, dealing with all types of trouble. I had problems with my garage door opener, the door. I had that problem where I had a problem where I did back into it, but I got it fixed. But I was at the time, I was like, oh no, not another situation. So we're dealing with all kinds of situations. Got the garage door fixed. It was fixable. I didn't have to buy a new one. God is good. He was in the midst of this. But all kinds of trouble. Re-entry of trouble. And it affects your mind. Because your husband, whatever relative, helped you with the situation that you needed to deal with. But as you go up, and one thing I want to mention, that this is a you as we go on. These emotions is like a you. We came down the hill, the bottom of the you, and now we're headed back up now. I'm going to go in more details about this you. New relationship. Some of the widows that I've met throughout the years, they've gone and gotten married again. They were able to recover quickly and didn't want to be alone, so they went and got married. There's some. So it's okay to get married. It's okay to do that. I chose not to. I have my reasons, and I got some personal reasons why I didn't. And even though the one of the major one is this ministry, the next chapter, widow's ministry. But I chose not to, but I'm okay with that. But all type of new relations, new strength, as you're going up the back up the hill, new strength. And that strength is given to you by our Heavenly Father. The next chapter encourages you with things to help you through it. But the Heavenly Father is going to help you with the new strength that you need to get you up that hill. Just see yourself going up that hill. New patterns. New patterns is like, for instance, if you decide that you are going up that hill, you're going to do something different. You're going to do something that you never did before. I went I don't know how many years after. I got to really think about how many years, but not right now. But after my husband passed, I almost had a desire to do floral arrangements. So what I did, I went to Selma, had a class on Saturday for fresh flowers arrangement. I went to Selma and learned how to do fresh flowers. Then I went to Michael to do the silk. So you start doing things that you thought about that you wanted to do all these years, just filling in the void. New pattern. And then you're still going up the hill. Hope. Like Jesse Jackson would say, keep hope alive. There's hope in God. There's hope that you can get through this. Affirmation. Affirmation that you can get through this. There is so much strong affirmation that I will be giving you tools also. That you can get through this. You're still going up the hill. And then after a while, you start thinking about others, not yourself. You want to help others. You want to reach out and touch. And because you have gotten up the hill, let another person, you want to pull. There's a rope. You want to throw the rope down and pull another widow, another someone that is going through those same emotions that you went through. But one thing I do want to tell you, as you go up that hill, you will experience a moment where you fall right back down. all the way to the very bottom, because you're going to hear something that a favorite song that that your relative loved listening to, used to love listening to, or maybe a cologne, a fragrance, or just something about that person that could bring all of those emotions back. Just like you were up on the other side of that you, where you were in shock, denial, fear, anger, all of those things. All of those things are going to just come right back down on you. But guess what? It is normal and it's necessary. It is okay to let that happen. But you don't sit there. You don't sit there in that pit. You get back out of it because you knew you got up that hill before. And you can get back up with the strength of God. So all of these stages we're going to be discussing about. But I wanted to let you know there are emotions, lots of emotions in those stages of grief. And we're going to pull some things from our book, A Widow's Touch. So please go to Amazon.com and purchase your copy if you do not have a copy. And if you do have a copy, dust it off and pull it out. Next Tuesday, we're going to be pulling out stories. I want you to be able to turn to the pages, and I just want you to also read later. We're not going to discuss the whole story of these stories. Go back and read it, and you can understand how to relate to these stages of grief, how these ladies went through different things. But guess what? They're here to tell a story. They're here to tell a story. So just knowing that you can get there like they did, just like I did. This June will be 30 years. I can laugh. I can talk about all the things that I've gone through without crying. It took some time, but it is okay. It's okay. It's okay. We are born with emotions in our body through these changes. But the thing to it, we don't need to stay there because we've got our Heavenly Father there. Our Heavenly Father promised us that He will never leave us nor forsake us. So we can get up that hill and we can stay up there. And guess what? While we're up there, we'll hear a song, a favorite song, smell a fragrance, or anything about a relative, and we can smile about it. Like I said, great memory. Great memory. So just knowing that you can get there, you can get up that hill, you're going to be able to go down that hill. Just looking at that, just putting a big U in front of you, and you see how you go down, and then you deal with all those emotions, and you get up there, because at the top, you're going to see God. You're going to see the strength that God has given you to get up that hill and to be able to stay up that hill. Even if you fall down for a few days or so because you're memorizing, you're going back and thinking about all the good things and so forth about that loved one, it is okay to be there, but don't stay there. That's the most important thing. Don't stay there. Find that strength that you can get back up from that other side of that you, and you can do it. Okay, what else? Okay. Now, what I want to read, I want to read the scripture that what God promises in the First Thessalonians, the fourth chapter, 14 through to 18. That's the First Thessalonians, the fourth chapter, 14 through the 8th verse, 18th verse. And it says, and I got it in the, I pulled it in the NIV version. As we believe that Jesus died and rose again, and so we believe that God will bring with Jesus those who have fallen asleep in Him. According to the Lord's word, we tell you that we who are still alive, who are left until the coming of the Lord, will certainly not precede those who have fallen asleep. The Lord himself will come down from heaven with a loud command, with the voice of the archangel and the trumpet call of God, and the death in Christ will rise first. After that, we who are still alive and are left will be caught up together. You heard that? Together with them in the cloud to meet the Lord in the air. And we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, encourage one another with these words and these promises. These are promises from our Heavenly Father that this is going to happen. So just knowing one day you will see them again. I don't know if you're going to be able to hug and kiss and all that stuff like that. I don't know what's going to happen when we are brought up together, but just knowing that we will. That's a promise. It's in the Word. 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, the 14th through the 18th. So God promises that he will do just that. Just like he said in Deuteronomy, he will never leave you nor forsake you. So he's promising you that one day that you will be able to see your loved one again, because you're all going to be rising up. And that's all I have for you tonight. I do want to leave with a prayer. So I want to pray for these, you know what I'm saying? It's 5 Tuesdays in March. March is the longest, one of the longest months this time of year. And I will be able to do all of the different things that I wanted to talk about in those 5 weeks. So this is the first, and then there's 4 more to come. And I hope that I will be able to encourage you to knowing that these stages are normal, natural, and necessary. Heavenly Father, opportunity tonight to be on the air, and also I just thank you for the callers on the line. And I hope that these 7 stages of grief will let them understand that the emotions are okay, that is normal, natural, necessary. As we go to each one of those stages, we hope that they will be encouraged and comforted by your word and what you have that will be instilled in me to talk on this show each Tuesday night this month of March. And also that some of these stories will encourage the ladies, and they will be inspired to know that they too can go up that you and stay up there and be encouraged, because they know that you are there. You will never leave them nor forsake them. You will give them the strength and the comfort that they will need. Oh, Heavenly Father, I just thank you. Thank you for your goodness and thank you for your mercy, because I have experienced in the 30 years my husband has gone. You have been there for me. You said that you will never leave me, and you have never once left me. I've gone through some trials. I've gone through some mistakes, but you've been right there. Nothing is perfect. We are not perfect. You are perfect, but we are not. So there are things that we want to always experience and feel, but we just ask you, Lord Jesus, to keep us, to give us understanding and wisdom, to help us to get through this journey of grief. Yes, it doesn't feel good, and we didn't want to be chosen to be the way we are today. Yes, we are lonely. We need your comfort, Lord, but we know that you have all powers in your hands, and then you can do it. And we just thank you, and we just praise your holy name for what you're going to do in these 5 weeks, the 7 stages of grief. May God be the glory. And everyone, say amen. And I will play the same song I started off with, Forever, that God loves you. He will love you forever until the end of time. Be blessed and tune in again. And don't forget to purchase your book and pull out the one that you have at home. If you have, dust it off and have it ready for next week. We thank you so much for everything and being a part of this ministry and the next chapter of Widows Ministry, just want to continue to be there for you in each and every way. Good night and have a blessed day.